We're just cooking them up and they're eating them. I mean, this is great.
Promoting wild salmon with a weekend fish feed and reminding visitors and locals to be alert for bears. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. As the summer season ramps up, despite the rain and gray skies, officials remind visitors and locals that whether fishing at the river or hiking the hills, it's important to remain bear aware.
It's one of those things, just be prepared and be aware and know your limitations and definitely, you know, that bears could pop up anywhere.
That's Haines District State Park Ranger Preston Cruz. He said officials are not seeing an increased amount of bear activity this season, but it's always good to brush up on the fact that people have to be alert and cautious when outdoor this time of year, because it's not possible to predict when and where a bear may come along or how it will react.
I don't think anybody knows what a bear is thinking, just like nobody knows what another person's really thinking. They do spend their whole spring and summer and fall feeding for hibernation, you know, the coming winter. So that is, I guess, one of their big main priorities, and sometimes I think they're so busy just eating that they get into trouble.
Two bears have been killed this season in Haines in defense of property. One was in the Beach Road neighborhood, and another was threatening a pet goat in the Cathedral subdivision. But in most cases, it's not difficult to avoid a bear interaction. Cruz said, for example, when fishing on the Chilkoot River, people need to make sure they take their catch directly to a secured vehicle. And if a bear does approach, fishermen need to, if possible, bring all their gear and equipment with them when they retreat. That way, bears don't get used to being able to get easy fish by approaching fishermen. Cruz also mentioned that people going out to the Chilkoot River to look at bears don't need to go through the campground to find them. Trash and food storage is tightly controlled in the campground to purposely limit the amount of bear activity there.
The only time they're in the campground is literally when they're walking to and from the river or to and from the lake. So there has been in the last few years a growing trend of people driving through the campground to see bears, and you are less likely to see a bear in the campground than you are along the river or at the lake.
Cruz said he expects to hire one or two bear monitors this season to assist in the Chilkoot River corridor and help control human-bear interactions. The State Division of Parks continues to develop a Chilkoot River corridor management plan that will address several issues, including controlling bear interactions with visitors along the river. Funding for a bear viewing platform in the corridor was secured last year and should be completed by next season.
How about a hand for everybody who's doing all the work here, Pat? I really don't.
For most Alaskans, it's easy to recognize the sound of sizzling salmon on the grill. This sound was prevalent on Saturday at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds when the 5th annual Fisherman's Barbecue took place. More than 1,000 people at the event enjoyed the 75 king salmon caught near Sitka and donated by Ocean Beauty. Mike Dinker was one of the volunteers manning the 6-foot-long grill.
So we got like 600 pounds. I mean, it's just phenomenal. A great, great thing for the community, you know. And we're just cooking them up and they're eating them. I mean, this is great.
Local fisherman Greg Bigsby helps organize the event. He coordinates the fish donation logistics with Ocean Beauty and also the donations from several local businesses. Jessica Edwards with the Southeast Alaska State Fair helps organize the venue and side dishes. Volunteers like Dinker and dozens of others do the grilling and serving at the free event.
Well, we've got racks, so we're putting them in racks and we rotate them in racks, but then to up our production here, we're putting them directly on the grill here using charcoal and some alder.
Harry Reitz with Haines Packing Company said the event coincides with the Kewaunee Chilkat International Bike Relay in order to promote wild Alaska salmon to visitors, as well as the importance of the fishing industry to the Haines community.
So it's all donations, and it's just trying to promote wild Alaska seafood for a lot of the Canadians that come down for the bike race, and then a lot of the people in the community, just trying to promote our product.
The day also coincided with the opening of the gillnet season for the Lynn Canal fleet. The season opened at noon on Sunday for areas 15A and 15C. Reitz said about a half dozen local gillnetters are selling fish to the Haines Packing Company this season. Another 25 are expected to sell to Ocean Beauty.
community of Skagway kicked off solstice festivities last week with Jewel Garden's annual solstice party. The town came out with bells on to celebrate the big light in the sky's longest day with a barbecue, a cornhole tournament, and a rockin' good musical time. Performers such as the Garden Family Sing-Along, J. Dot Shelley, and Crowd Control provided the backdrop to what three-year seasonal resident Adrian Carlson called the first big town meet and greet of the season.
Well, everyone's celebrating the same thing, that we are having light so late in this season, and there's always good music, and you get to see a lot of people in town you wouldn't normally see during the workday.
This only marks the beginning of Skagway's solstice soirees. The annual Elks Lodge solstice party is this Saturday, rain or shine, at Seven Pastures. Celebrating the coming of the longest day wasn't the only reason Skagway came together this week to cut a rug. Skagway Arts Council held a fundraiser at the Red Onion Saloon. Numerous local music acts came out to show their support for a good time and a good cause. The event, which raised about $700 for the Arts Council, got the ball rolling on a fundraising drive, hoping to commit $15,000 to the sound and lighting system for the future outdoor arts facility. Dottie DeMark of the Arts Council hopes to see the groundbreaking on the project by late summer or early fall. She added that the season of giving to support community arts has only just begun. Donation jars will be showing up in businesses around Skagway in the near future, with a $5 or greater contribution earning you a button that tells the world you support the outdoor arts facility. DeMark said buttons aren't the only way to support the Arts Council and the outdoor facility. The Arts Council is currently looking for local artists to volunteer as face painters for this year's 4th of July festivities. Interested parties can contact the Skagway Arts Council for more information. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
And speaking of the busy weekend, we'll try to bring you the results of the rainy and damp Kalani Chilkat International Bike Relay on Tuesday evening. The website at kcibr.org said the results would be posted soon. On Thursday, the Skagway Borough Assembly met with the Western Copper and Gold Corporation, owner of the Casino Prospect located in West Central Yukon. The borough also invited the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to the public meeting. The entities were to discuss the options of using the Skagway port as a shipping port for the casino project. We'll have a report on this meeting on our Tuesday evening newscast. Also Tuesday evening, we'll have a report on a recent wood heat feasibility study done for the Haines Borough, and whether there is enough wood pellet supply to make wood heat a viable option for heating borough-owned buildings. Tune in Tuesday evening at 5:30 for that news and more from KHNS. This is Margaret Friedenauer with Jim Devereaux for KHNS News. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.
This is Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. Lots of shape shifting for Alaska salmon and some first quarter sales info after this.
Help track tsunami debris by reporting your sightings to Sea Alliance on Facebook. Learn more at mcafoundation.org.
Fish Radio is also brought to you by the Renewable Resources Coalition. RenewableResourcesCoalition.org. Alaska salmon is taking different shapes as it heads to markets around the world. It used to be that all of the fish went out frozen whole or canned. Those are still important products, but other forms are also trending more today. A six-year ASME review of Alaska production data show that canned salmon accounted for just 20% in 2011, down from 26% in 2010 and 30% in 2009. Nearly two-thirds of all pink salmon caught last year was sold frozen, mostly to export markets. 10% of Alaska's salmon pack was turned into pricier fillets, an all-time high. For sockeyes, fillet production has doubled since 2007 to nearly 30 million pounds. The State Department of Revenue tracks salmon wholesale volumes and prices in all its forms, Sales from January through April show the average wholesale prices for fresh Chinook dipped by $1.37 to $9.23 a pound, likely due to more kings this year from the West Coast. Frozen sockeyes were fetching $3.29 through April, up from $3, and chums topped $2 a pound. Prices for frozen and fresh fillets dipped a few pennies for reds to 6 1/4. Chum fillets at $4.37 were up by more than a dollar. Alaska salmon roe prices were way up and down. Sockeye roe at 5 1/4 a pound was a drop from $7. Pink roe at $6.20 was a drop of more than $3. And the big favorite, chum roe, selling for $15.44 a pound, an increase of nearly $2 from the same time last year. Fish Radio is also brought to you by Ocean Beauty Seafoods. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.